Gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Very good afternoon to members of the Ecuadorian delegation. It's a pleasure to have you here with us. This reflects your readiness to take part in this dialogue on our subject of shared interest, human rights in Ecuador. I'm going to be asking you questions on issues 4 and 5 from our list of issues. Issue 4 concerns combating impunity for human rights violations committed in the past. In your response to this question, the State Party refers to activities undertaken to judicially investigate cases included in the final report of the Truth Commission. But could the delegation please provide us with additional information by indicating how many of these cases contained in the Truth Commission's final report have not yet been brought to prosecution? How many victims contained in that report have not yet been compensated in line with what is established in the law for victim reparations from 2013? According to our sources, only 2% of these proceedings have been concluded with a definitive ruling, and that most of these cases are still in the stage of preliminary investigation 14 years on from the Truth Commission's report. Does the State Party plan to adopt measures to investigate the serious human rights violations committed in the past? And what has been the role of victims in creating the Museum of Memory, and particularly in choosing where it is located? It's not in SIG 20, which is the significant and emotive place which was originally chosen. Issue 5, counter-terrorism measures. The committee thanks the State Party for the information provided on using the criminal offence which defines the crime of terrorism, but given the time which has elapsed since the report was presented, over 2 years, could the delegation update us on the information on proceedings brought, dismissed and ruled upon for terrorism corresponding to the last 3 years? Furthermore, in the list of issues, the State Party was asked about measures adopted to ensure in law and practice that persons accused of terrorism enjoy all the procedural guarantees contained in Article 14 of the Covenant. But this question was not answered in the State Party's report. So could the State Party please answer now? Pursuant to our information, under the state of emergency, in the first 5 months of this year alone, over 35,000 people were arrested on suspicion of terrorism. Can the State Party comment on this information, please? And how many of these people who were arrested have actually faced criminal charges? Is there differentiated police and judicial treatment of terrorism and organised crime? And how does the State Party assess the results of the Phoenix Plan carried out by President Noboa from a human rights perspective? Thank you very much, and I'm eager to hear your